Jails in Dodge and Kenosha counties are paid to hold several types of inmates that are of interest to the Midwest Office of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. Some inmates are just awaiting deportation for being here illegally. Some are serving sentences for local crimes and will then be deported. Others are foreign-born and alleged to have broken the law here, but have not been found guilty yet. A Kenosha County inmate in that last group is 19-year-old Jesus Garcia, who says his mother brought him to Arizona from Mexico a decade ago.
She wanted a better life for me. I was fifth grade, so I did my elementary, middle school, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. I got my high school diploma.
But Garcia says he also got a young woman pregnant, and when he lost his job in Wisconsin last year due to his employer finding out he was in the U.S. illegally, he says he started stealing to support his family. Garcia got caught in December.
You know, I just want to apologize for what I did.
Once Garcia is sentenced for his crimes, he's likely to remain behind bars in Wisconsin. But when his sentence is completed, the Federal Immigration Agency will want to put Garcia and many others like him on a plane back to their country of birth. ICE spokeswoman Gail Montenegro says just doing time for the local crime is not enough.
This is somebody who's here illegally and on top of being here illegally has committed crimes.
All the opening and shutting of doors for immigration detainees means more funds for the Kenosha and Dodge County jails. Kenosha Sheriff's Department Captain Gary Preston says currently 168, or about 20% of the county's inmates, are ICE detainees, a number that's been growing since the program began 7 years ago. Preston says his county is mainly in it for the money.
It's more work for us, but we find that the money that we get from the federal government offsets the extra work and thus offsets the tax liability for Kenosha County residents.
An ICE program that began in some U.S. regions last year could result in more lawbreakers being held in jails because of immigration violations. Gail Montenegro says the Department of Homeland Security's so-called Secure Communities Initiative will lead to more cross-checking between law enforcement and better detection of violators.
It means that when someone is booked into a county jail, such as Kenosha, in addition to having their fingerprints run through the FBI criminal databases, they're also going to be run against the DHS databases, which will indicate any immigration history that that person has had.
A Wisconsin legislator who closely follows immigration issues says he supports making local lawbreakers serve their time. But Milwaukee Democratic Representative Pedro Colon says there have been problems when immigrants are deported and their home country doesn't want to keep them behind bars.
What I mean, you may have the unintended consequences of releasing these people to the jurisdiction of Mexican authorities who ultimately release them to the street, who ultimately put these guys right back in Nogales or Tucson or somewhere in the border committing the same crimes.
Colon says he's waiting to see how the Obama administration funds and monitors what Homeland Security calls the Criminal Alien Program. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.